Moxie Rose has been running around all afternoon. She's this tiny 2.5-year-old, and she giggles as she dumps her toys and spills juice on the carpet.
Moxie, you know better.
She's excited when it's time for a bubble bath. And so is her mother, Kalila Pickings. Once Moxie gets into the tub, she finally quiets down.
And normally when we have bubble bath time, I just sit right here and let her do whatever she needs to do. Her a minute to calm down and me a minute to calm down.
Kalila says she hasn't thought a lot about it, but figures if the stores can sell kids bubble bath and lotion, it must be safe. But some consumer advocates aren't so sure. David Steinman started worrying about the bubble bath his kids were using. He heard bubble bath might have something called 1,4-dioxane in it. The Environmental Protection Agency lists it as a probable carcinogen.
I took the products they liked and some others that were from other companies to a laboratory to have them analyzed to see if they did contain this chemical, and they all had it, every single product.
Even the products labeled natural. Now, you won't find 1,4-dioxane on ingredient lists on the back of the bottle. It's not added to soaps and detergents. When other chemicals are combined, they create 1,4-dioxane. It helps make soaps foamy and work well. Steinman says that when children get into a warm bath, their pores open and they can soak the chemical right into their systems. Studies show that 1,4-dioxane causes cancer in lab animals. Scientists are debating how much those findings in rats and mice apply to people. Bob Hamilton's company sells soaps and dishwashing liquids under the Amway label. He's an expert on the regulation of soap.
There is not a concern based on the best scientific review that has been done over many decades. The levels that are found are minor contaminant levels that are well below any concern levels as expressed by regulators in every country around the world.
The U.S. government doesn't really have any standards for the amount of 1,4-dioxane allowed in products. And even though the EPA lists it as a probable carcinogen, the agency says the tiny amount in consumer goods is still safe. Consumer advocate David Steinman says the government only looks at the amount of 1,4-dioxane in each product individually. No one considers that we're using bubble bath, soap, lotion, and dishwashing detergent every day.
When do a lot of little bits of chemicals become a whole lot?
Steinman wants consumers to force change. He wants people to buy only the soaps that don't contain 1,4-dioxane. But single mother Kalila Picking says she's already overwhelmed with trying to be a good mom. How's she supposed to know whether products have 1,4-dioxane and if it's a real concern or just something environmentalists are worrying too much about?
If it hasn't hurt anyone and if the people aren't like getting cancer or some crazy weirdo Ebola virus soap causing disease, just leave me alone. I got enough to think about, okay? It's just me and her here. I don't have time to think about the soap that I'm using.
Picking says she doesn't really trust the government, but she has to assume if it allows the products on the market, they won't hurt her little girl. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.